So I'm on the bus this morning, and if I didn't know any better, I would have thought I was surrounded by a bunch of kids, Samantha. Do you know why? Ask why.
Why, Lisa?
I saw three people just picking their nose. Peter Pointer picking. And picking and picking and picking. And nobody seemed to care.
Oh my. That's not good.
It's not good. It's like as though nose pickers think they're totally invisible to others.
They have no shame.
They don't care.
They have no shame.
They just sit there and they just pick. Now, I have to say, I did not see if they ate, but I definitely saw the pick.
I was going to ask, did they eat it?
Or right? Because that,
or was it the flick or the nonchalant dropping it on the floor?
I feel it was a little bit of all of it. I feel that there definitely was one dude that I felt was having a pick and sneaking a slip. Yuck. Another, I saw, I'm going to call her a woman. I saw a gal and she definitely was doing the pick and flick.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then there was another that was just kind of just picking and I'm not sure where her hand was going after.
Oh,
like okay. What's with that?
No offense, people, but Kleenex. Have we heard of it?
Right.
Have you heard of tissues?
Is this a new generational thing?
I don't know.
I just remember being slapped on the hand. Don't pick. Don't pick. No,
don't pick
no,
your
don't
nose.
Don't pick. Don't pick. Don't pick.
Get Peter Pointer out of your nose.
Doesn't belong in there, Lisa.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
It was like a little...
Right? Like, what are you, like operatic Samantha?
I don't know.
You didn't tell me we're going to sing it. Hello.
No. No.
No.
Stop.
That's what I thought. I thought that that's what you were doing.
Nobody needs you to sing.
I thought you were breaking into song because apparently everybody's breaking into song lately.
Oh, no.
Right? No. That's not what you were doing.
No, that's not what I was doing.
Okay.
Checking. I caught a little frog in my throat.
Oh, and then you just, a little warble followed through.
A little warble.
That's fine. You know me, right? Anytime somebody's up for singing, pencil me in. Put me in there, right? I already in my head today was singing a little, Mela Kalikimaka is the thing to say. Don't squash my spirit.
It's such a bad song.
It's not. It's the best. It's the best. That and it's Christmas in Killarney and all of the folks at home. Right?
If only you were, I don't know, is this Irish or something?
It's
or?
Like a jig. It's like a yeah. Holiday jig.
Okay.
Best sung by the fantastic and amazing Anne Murray.
I know, Lisa.
Right? Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. Samantha, how's your week been?
It's been okay. It's been okay. It's been yours?
Okay. It's been okay too. Thanks for asking. Thanks for asking. It's been good. It's been okay.
You're making me hyper aware of when I ask you how you're feeling.
Well, you know what? I felt in your 55th year, it was time to get some manners.
Oh, fuck off.
So I'm just trying to follow through and instill.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lisa, for teaching me that valuable lesson.
Because you can't be that person that when somebody says, how are you? You just say fine and you don't say, oh, and I'm good, thanks, yourself. You can't be that person.
Well, with you, I don't care how you're doing.
You should care. You should care about every single person. Everybody, Samantha. Nobody's exempt from caring.
Oh, my goodness. Lisa, I care. I don't know how else to express it.
I don't know, Samantha. I'm just saying. Okay, listen. I got big news here. I figured something out all on my own. And, can't believe it took me this long, but it did.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you know how, remember I had like fierce fall walker?
Oh, God.
And then I had the winter walker and the summer slug.
Uh-huh.
And last week, remember I was saying I figured it out. You could set the temperature on me because it's all based on my speed. If I'm walking fast, it's cold. If I'm walking slow, it's hot.
Yes.
That's not true. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Disclaimer. It has nothing to do with the temperature. You know what it is? It's based on my mood.
Oh, is it now?
It's totally mood related, not temperature related. Today, I was just kind of like in a blah mood. which I know is hard to believe, right? Like my blah mood is still probably everybody's really good mood, but for me, a little bit blah. Slow walker. God. It was cold outside, slow walker. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh my God, it's not about the weather. It's about me. When I'm feeling kind of I walk a little When I'm feeling kind of woohoo, I'm walking with some pep. So that's what it is I am the mood gauger. I'm the mood gauger. You can gauge moods based on my walking.
I'm very afraid.
They see me walking, they're going to be like, she's having a good day. Oh, she's just okay today.
All right, Lisa. All right.
Totally. That's totally like, isn't that like earth shattering? Like why you don't care? Why are you not caring?
Really? No.
No. And here we go, friends of the podcast.
It's not earth shattering.
It was to me as I was walking into the building and I was like, oh, I got this. I understand it now.
Do you feel like other people probably walk the same way as you do? Like mood related?
I don't know. I think you're always a fast walker and I don't think it has anything to do with your mood. I think you are not a mood related walker, right? And then it got me thinking, how come some people are just such a fast walker? There was a girl today side by side with me. Okay, keeping up. She's shorter than me, so her legs aren't even as long as mine. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden she pulls ahead and I'm like, oh my God, she was like so far ahead of me. I'm like, how do you do that?
You're slow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I slowed down just to
because it's only polite to stay. Right? We're out someplace together. Remember, what do I always say to you? Remember who you're walking with, right? Remember who you're walking with.
It's totally true. It's a true story.
True story. No embellishment. True story. There. Yeah, no embellishment there, right? Because I'm not out for a jog.
Too bad, though.
I know. That's all I'm just saying. Well, thanks for not caring about my big revelation.
Might get rid of some of the double chin.
Really? You're going after me about double chin?
As I poke mine.
Yeah, poke yours first. How about, right? Yeah, I know. I was saying, friends of the podcast, I was saying I feel a little double chinny lately. Not really double chin, even though, because I've always had that more side chin, like side face.
You have like a skinny neck, so I'm not really sure how that happened.
Because it's like the reverse of my body. I have skinny legs, big mid, skinny neck, big head, right?
Oh my God.
My body is fighting with two people.
Oh, that's true.
My former plus size self and my former, you got sick, had a heart attack and lost a lot of weight self. It doesn't know where. So now it's just picking, okay, right? We'll do the neck can be skinny, legs can be skinny. I got skinny wrists, skinny arms. Big head. Big side of my face. I feel that that's getting a little bigger. Like when you can see that line that used to be your face, right? You got it too. So don't laugh, right?
Oh, that's true.
Right? Everybody, take a look in the mirror and then turn your head sideways. If you can see that line that used to be your
that
face.
That used to be there.
That used to be your face, right?
Oh, you know.
Everybody all over North America are going to be looking in the mirror sideways. Yeah. Oh, I see where my face went.
You need to get that face tape that you can get and it pulls you back.
Oh, I need something, right? Yeah. I feel that your face typically goes where your double chin doesn't. Where you can see your chin, that's where your face used to be.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Like if you could see us, now you're going to want to go to the YouTube, guys, because we're displaying it. We're showing it, right? Now I think the underneath, is our 50-year-old gobble. I think that's just what happens when you get older. I'm not taking that one on.
No.
But I did just get Mike to change the battery in the scale.
Woo, yay. Let's keep weighing ourselves. That'll be fun.
Right. Well, it says I'm wonderful and amazing.
Right? Oh, there you go. Let's just keep with that.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. But you know what? What is wonderful and amazing for me?
Oh, let's go to you now.
I bought a Christmas tree over the weekend.
What made you decide to get a Christmas tree after all these years?
You know what? I think I feel like my apartment can handle it.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I can handle it.
You can handle it now, right?
And I have an urge to decorate a tree this year, which I've never felt before.
Are you like, put a little love in your heart?
I might be trying to find some joy with some Christmas lights.
Okay.
So I'm hoping the tree provides me with that. But I also did get slightly shamed by my 12-year-old niece. So
and what did she say?
She's like, why don't you have a Christmas tree? That makes no sense. Why you don't have a Christmas tree?
I don't have a Christmas tree. I don't feel I need one this year, though.
No. But I will still put up my Charlie Brown Christmas tree because I love it. So,
is that the one I gave you?
Yeah. No, that's the one I bought myself.
Did you ditch the one I gave you?
No, I still have that one too.
Put that one up too, please.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it up.
I can't wait to come and see your tree.
You're not coming to see
me. Because nobody knows where you live or if you could be living on the street and getting a tree for shelter.
You know what we could do though, Lisa? We could go Christmas caroling and sing all the fun new hits off of RuPaul's new Essential Christmas.
I'm not. I'm boycotting RuPaul.
No, you know what? It sounds really fun.
It doesn't. You just played me a clip. It's like jing, 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 jangle, jingle, jang, 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 jangle, jangle, jang.
It was good. It was very dancey. That's what I appreciate. And Cher's is actually, parts of Cher's sounds really dancey as well.
No, you know, you and I see this topic so extremely different, right? I am such a firm believer in... other than Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, which I thought was very appropriate when it came out, because that's what my family hoped for every year. It never happened. I feel that there should not be new Christmas songs.
That does not make any sense.
To me, it does. It should be chestnuts roasting on an open fire, not like all decked out and whatever the hell they're doing now.
Even the Mariah Carey hit?
Nothing Mariah Carey, actually.
Yeah, it's out. It's happening.
Of course it's out. Of course
it will go to number one again for the umpteenth year.
For sure, right? Because it's November 1st.
Right.
And Christmas blew up. Right? I swear to God, I think people are like, fuck the poppy. We're over this.
Right? There are Christmas commercials everywhere. Nobody is happening.
It is so crazy.
You know what? Bring it on. People need the joy and the happy and the whatever.
Gracie Steckrote posted a meme on one of her social medias, and I sent it to my kid sister because it reminded me of her. And it was an all decked out house with Christmas, like inside decorated Christmas house.
Oh, yeah.
And the caption was, the last trick-or-treater has just left the building, and now the house is all Christmas. And I'm like, oh, my God. My kid sister's the same way. I get it. We still love the veterans and everything else.
Of course we do. Right? But people have been putting out Christmas since September. So
I feel this year it came out even earlier than usual.
I think it was out in August.
Right? It was like go to the beach, get your Santa blow up doll,
get some trick or treats,
get some back to school goodies.
It was very mixed.
Binders and your pencils. Here's your Christmas cards. Yeah. And here's a jack-o'-lantern. You should be good to go for the next 4 months, right?
Right. Oh my God. I have to tell you this. When I went to go shopping for my Christmas tree, we went to Michael's because they were half off, right? So I got a very tall, skinny tree, which is good. And we saw these lights on this back wall, and they lit up. So we were like, you know, they're just cute little lights. Yeah. And so we were checking them out. And then I saw these other ones, and it said they were musical. And I'm like, shut the front door. So I pressed it, and I laughed. My mother can attest to this, for 5 minutes straight.
Wow.
It gave me so much joy.
Did you buy them?
They were round balls, and not only did they play the Christmas tune, but the balls had little faces, so they were singing along with it.
Oh my God.
It was awesome. I'm like, yes, this would like, and they were motion sensors.
Now, why would anybody ever think that you were a Grinch and had no Christmas joy? You have Christmas joy. This is what I'm thinking as you tell me this. Oh, serious? I think I'm the Grinch.
I think it was just a pure moment of, oh my God, this would drive everyone totally crazy. But it would also make you laugh because it was motion censored. So you could just put in the batteries and let it play.
What do we got? 6 long weeks to go. 6 long weeks.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Pencil us in. Or actually probably 7 weeks.
Christmas movies on the TV right. already.
We're really not that close to Christmas, really. But let's bring it on. Okay, here's something though. Okay, this keeps popping up again. Why? I keep thinking that this argument keeps coming up because it needs to be discussed again and again and again. And I think maybe we're missing something, Samantha. Fries, French fry comparisons are popping up. Uh-huh. Is it possible, Wendy's takes number one again, is it possible that we're missing something and that Wendy's are good?
No.
Well, let me tell you, they weren't good the Saturday that I had them, but maybe it was a bad Saturday?
Nope, they're gross.
Why do they win?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We're missing something.
I don't get that. Like,
dear America, is your
disgusting?
Dear America, this is mainly your survey that keeps popping up, America. Are your Wendy's French fries that much better than ours?
And are they better than McDonald's?
Like the king of all fries is McDonald's. Nobody else duplicates a McDonald's fries.
No.
I don't even care when I order fast food if I get another set of fries, unless it's the McDonald's fries. New York fries, but that's separate.
That's a different beast.
That's a different beast, right? Uh-huh. But as far as I'll take a burger and a shake, a burger, a pop and fries, I can go without anybody's fries except McDonald's.
Huh.
Why is that happening? Like, what's going on?
Somebody tried to, I think it was my niece, tried to convince me that curly fries from, was it Arby's maybe?
No, that's me. That's this girl.
No, she likes them too.
Yeah, because they're delicious. Like,
hi, curly fries are not natural. It's not a natural
bacon cheddar curly fries, bacon cheddar curly fries, bacon cheddar curly fries, bacon cheddar curly fries. That's the Arby's song, right? Bacon cheddar curly fries.
Why do you know these things?
Because these are just the things that I know.
Oh my God.
These are the things I know. So we're still feeling confident that McDonald's reigns supreme?
I feel very confident that.
Because even cold fries, McDonald's still wins.
But yes.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Little 100%. Bits of fries, McDonald's still wins.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
K-Fry has changed their French fries though. They have added a coating to them for some reason.
Oh, I don't.
But they do actually taste okay. But they're still not a McDonald's French fry. I'm just going to throw that out there again.
No, and I think the only thing that makes a K-Fry, or as my mother used to call it, Kentucky Yucky Fry, good, is the giblet gravy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right? For sure.
Right. Only they can get away with like innards in their gravy, and it'd be delicious. I'll take the giblet gravy, please. Is there a recipe for that? No, because it's a giblet. Right? It's just the bits and pieces that come in the bag.
Oh my God. I don't feel like we need to talk about French fries because, you know,
there's no talk to have.
No, we're done.
I hear you.
We're over it.
I hear you. I need it to stop popping up then.
Okay, but you know what you should get excited for?
Tell me.
New Kids on the Block are going back on tour.
Summer
of 2024. Paula Abdul. No, hang on. I'm not done. Okay. Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff are the opening acts.
I don't know about this. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to get tickets.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right? Taylor Swift, they're not.
No, they're not.
I don't know. Would you go? You would go.
I would probably not go.
You wouldn't even go to see Paula Abdul, right?
No.
Page in your history book. I don't mean to make demands, but the word and the beat go hand in hand.
No. The guys sing live, but do you think she sings live?
Yeah, she was just on Hell's Kitchen. She looks awesome.
Did she?
Yeah. She looks the exact same. Okay. She's not even aging.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good for her.
She got good genes.
I don't know. Do you want to go?
No. I don't know. If I was going to go to a boy band, I'd go to New Kids because I feel, you know how much I love Step by Step. Step one. We can have lots of fun. But I don't know. I don't think it's my gig. I don't think it's my gig, right?
The fact that I was allowed to bring you to the Eras Tour was the movie, the documentary was pretty amazing.
And the person having the most fun at the Eras Tour show was this girl.
Was you.
Was me. Only person I think really having true fun. This girl.
No, I was having fun, but nobody was dancing.
I did at the end.
I was silently clapping.
Yeah, I did it all.
I was dinging. I was singing.
Singing brought a little emotion to me for some reason. Everything does though, right? Put me anywhere with my two buddies. And I just were making memories and I get all like,
get a little emotional.
I get a little emotional, right? Because I'm happy to be with my friends.
Okay, but you know, our girl T Swift, she became a billionaire, hey?
Yeah, for sure she did.
Good girl. Yay for you.
Good for her. You know, here's my only thing I'm going to say about T Swift that was negative. A little long.
Oh, the movie? Yeah.
Long. That's long.
It was long. But her concert's long.
Yeah, well, because it was her concert.
It was her concert.
It was her concert. It's too long. Dear Taylor, right? Take an extra day off and make it 2.5 hours. That's my advice. Okay, Samantha, I'm shaking my head at something this week.
Uh-oh.
I'm shaking my head at packaging. Let me be specific. Why must salad dressing packets come in the little square containers, right? If you have a salad and you buy a salad from the cafeteria, the little salad dressing comes in the little square packages. Why can't it come in a ketchup thing and just squeeze out? Instead, it comes in this square thing and you can't get all the salad dressing out because it's in a square. You can't empty a square.
That's a really great question, Lisa.
Right? Because you can't empty out a square.
I shake my head at that as well.
Right. Square's got corners. Stuff gets stuck in the corners. So you can't utilize it very well. Whereas if it was in like a ketchup squeeze out, there's your salad dressing. Thank you. Shaking my head. I got a salad the other day at work and I'm like in a square and I'm like, okay, so here's the thing. I actually poured it out and had no dressing because it's in a square. And just thought, why can't you be in a squeeze? Why can't you be like a mustard and the ketchup?
Uh-huh. And the relish.
And the relish, right?
Well, some dressings do come in the squeezable packets, but that's from a grocery store.
That's not from your hospital cafeteria.
That's not from your hospital cafeteria.
But these, like they say, like Kraft right on there, right? Like Kraft 1000.
Yeah.
Not.
Is it cheaper?
I don't know. They do a Miracle Whip. They do a Cheese Whiz. So I get like, it's like a jam pack. I get if you're spreading it.
Yeah.
But not if you're pouring it.
And yeah, I guess so.
Right. Like if you're spreading it with a knife, fine. Salad package, salad dressing in a square. If you're dumping it on, salad package in a squeezy.
Huh.
Yeah. Think Lisa, of that next time.
I don't know. Maybe you should write to Kraft.
Right? Like it's time to change. We've evolved now, right? We're past squares. Right? We had squares when there was nothing else. Now there's options.
Huh.
Right?
I'm surprised that we still give things like that in plastic because we're so anti-plastic things.
It's funny. For the amount of times I eat a bowl of soup off of a wooden stick and can only taste said stick as opposed to said soup. Makes me shake my head because there's a whole lot of fucking plastic still around. Right? There's a lot of plastic out there in the world. I buy my fruit prepared by others still in plastic containers.
Those recyclable wooden thing. Oh, they're horrible. Gross.
It's horrible.
They're so bad.
How do you what technology goes into making sure I get it? You're hammering it into my head. All the years we abuse plastic, you're going to eat and taste wood.
Ugh.
Right? Like that's all it's doing.
Yeah. That's so bad.
I don't know. I was just shaking my head at that this week.
Well, I made an observation yesterday.
Oh.
That made it into an I shake my head.
Okay. Let's hear.
I shake my head. When people dressing up for Halloween look better in their costume than in their day-to-day clothing.
They put more time and attention and care into dressing up as something they're not.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, right?
I was just like, huh,
that's a really good point, Samantha.
So I stood there going, you should just really pay attention to your day to day as much as you're doing today. Yes,
right? Just worry about your today. How about we just worry about our today?
Let's
just focus on our today, right?
Yeah, because I mean, you know, I mean, am I judgy? Sure. Yeah. Are people going to at me for this? At me, whatever.
Go ahead.
But I'm just saying, if you're knowingly going to work, put your best foot forward.
Put your best. If you're walking out the door,
dress for your job. And I don't know if your job is disheveled and mismatching.
I don't know, right? Most jobs are not disheveled and mismatching, I don't think.
Or pajama related or legging related.
I get if you're in the medical field. I get
it.
Oh
my God. I saw a girl. Okay, she was in my apartment complex. We rode up in the elevator. It was an awkward silence with her and her, I think, partner. And as she walked away from me, all I thought was, those leggings don't go with a brown sock and a bad shoe.
Now, were they leggings or leggings?
No, they, well, actually, what it looked like was sweatpants that were trying very hard to be a legging. Oh, and all I thought was, they should be a size up.
Right, right. The takeaway was, they should be bigger.
And it should be with a, like, I'm like, and you went to work like this in a sweatpant and a brown shoe it wasn't even a running shoe. It was, and I'm like, or in a brown sock. And I'm like, did you look at the sock before you put it
right?
Very tight sweatpant.
Maybe she gets dressed in the total pitch black.
No. Right? It's like, and I, all I thought was, I'm going to go to hell because I am like so like judgy at that point. And I'm like, okay, this is why I don't want to ride in the elevators with people.
Right.
I don't want to talk to people.
Right. Exactly.
I don't want anything to do with you people.
But sometimes we're sometimes the world is just judging, right? It's like, I sent you a picture today of a lady that I saw. She had on a pair of fuzzy, I'm going to call them waffle weave tights, I guess.
Was it like a fuzzy legging that should have been worn with what she was wearing?
You could definitely tell it was a waffle weave. Definitely a waffle weave. And yeah. then there was like this little bit of a skirt, a knit skirt, and a long sweater. And all I thought was, God, the thought of how much that must cling with every move she makes.
Yeah, but that skirt
was not even...
The sweater was almost as long as the freaking skirt, which only barely covered her butt. And I'm like, good thing you are wearing your fuzzy...
Waffle knit leggings.
And all I thought was, your caramel colored brown sweater and your black skirt and your... I don't know what
fuzzy... It was a darker caramel.
...thing that you were wearing. It was brown... It was brown, black, brown, and I can't even remember what her shoes were.
I don't remember the shoes, actually.
But I was just like, what in the hell did you think?
Right.
Putting that on today.
What crossed your mind?
And again, right? Do you have a mirror? Yes. Did you look at yourself in the mirror?
Runs the podcast. A million years ago, Samantha and I sat in a mall and wanted to start a charity called Friends Without Mirrors. Right? Because we wanted everybody to, we felt everybody should have a full floor length mirror in their home.
Yes.
Every house should, that should be every builder should put hammer one into a wall somewhere.
Somewhere.
Everybody needs a full length. I don't care what you look like, I don't care what your physical attributes are, but even like you can still wear stuff that matches.
And I get that people would think that brown, black, brown might go together, but there was nothing about that outfit that made sense.
And there was so much texture.
Oh my God.
So much texture. So much. You know what I thought was, God, if you get attacked by static cling, you are going to be electrocuted. You're going to be electrocuted there, ma'am. Right? It was so bad.
Oh, it was so bad. Okay. Okay. If you guys have been officially offended by Lisa and I judging a woman,
we're sorry.
Wearing bad leggings.
We're sorry, right?
This but is not the podcast for you.
I have to believe that for everybody we judge, we get judged too.
Oh, for sure.
Right? We get judged.
I have no doubt that when I walk down a hallway somewhere, they're like, she's got a fat ass. Yes, I do.
Right.
Come closer so we can discuss this.
Right. Would you like to have a conversation about my fat ass and my face that used to be my face?
Oh, I'm still walking into the building going, I got pretty hair. I'm looking good today, girlfriend.
I'm still walking into the building saying, who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.
Exactly. And you know what? That girl who was mismatching all day probably walked out of her building thinking that she was $1 million.
For sure. And I can appreciate that.
So be it.
Right? And so be it. Okay. So here's the thing. No baby pigeons yet.
Oh, they haven't been born.
Nope. So this is the week, hey, where everybody's placed their name on a day. Remember November 4th?
Do you think they're dead?
No, I don't think they're dead, right? Because they're like, it's like a 20-day period for them to hatch.
Oh, okay.
So no, I don't think they're dead. But now here's the thing, right? Okay, here's hoping I can do this. So my boss, she went away. She's on holidays. Uh-huh. She handed the pigeons over to me. She said, I can do it.
And what are you doing?
Well, I'm just keeping an eye on them through the window.
Okay.
To make sure that they're okay. Not that I can do anything, but I think I'm just giving them the love and the support.
Okay.
Right? That they know that, you know what? Guess what? They're still an adult here, guys. It's okay. I got you.
Are you sitting there talking to them?
No. I'm just like, when I'm around, I'll just stick my head in and have a little visit. And I'll be like, hi, Polly. Right? Because it's Polly and Pete Pigeon. Right. So I think that Polly is always on the nest.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, I'll be like, hi, Polly. How's Polly doing today? But she doesn't really care. She just sits on the nest because that's her main job right now. Right. Is to build those babies.
Right.
Right. Like she already built the nest, built the babies. Now she's got to have the babies.
Well, here's hoping the husband is bringing home the bacon then.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I've seen Pete for a bit, but I haven't seen. But now that I'm in charge now, uh-huh. I'll be paying more attention. So next week we should know. And it's mild weather, right? So chances are they're going to survive, naysayers. Right? It's not that cold. It's not that cold, Samantha, right?
All right.
So this is my first holiday in my new home.
Yes.
My first holiday in our new complex, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel that I already know, now that we're November 1st, that I'm already behind and probably being talked about.
Uh-oh.
Do you know why?
Why?
I don't have a wreath on my door. Everybody's got a wreath on their door. I got no wreath.
Oh, no. You are going to get talked about.
I guess that's what we need. I guess that's what you do. I guess when you're a senior is you put a wreath on your door.
Right. You build yourself as a senior. You need to now live up to the hype.
Now I have to live up to the billing, right? I see all these wreaths. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. You got to go.
I got to find a wreath, Mike. He's like, why? I'm like, look at all the wreaths.
But where are you going to go looking for that wreath though?
Like just Walmart or something?
Yeah. Like I don't have a couple of good ones.
I don't need to have a good wreath. I'm just trying to fit in, right?
Okay. All right.
Right? Like they didn't send around a memo saying you got to have a wreath, but I feel one door even has like Christmas, it looks like Christmas tree garland around the outside of it.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
I'm not ready for that.
You should find the singing lights from Michael. So that when people go past, they sing.
I don't know. I'm not going to one-up these gals. I'm not here to one-up anybody, but I want to fit in.
Okay. All right.
So I feel I need to get a wreath.
You need to go Christmas shopping.
Right. Got to get a wreath. You got a tree? I'm going to get a wreath.
I need to find Christmas decorations. I don't have any.
Well, I think I do too. Didn't I throw all mine away before we moved? Didn't I say, memories will build new ones, right? I feel all of that is about to haunt me.
Yep. It is. Now you're going to have to go shopping for it.
It's all about to come back and slap me hard.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I think. That's what I think is about to happen.
Oh, so you basically have to keep up with the Joneses, right? You gotta,
I guess the Joneses, you gotta
follow the lead of all the people in the building.
Well, it's funny, hey, because they had, like, you know how when you walk in and they have that little table and they decorate that little table like festive-y. They had a little pumpkin on it.
Yes.
And then they had a little bowl of like O. Henry chocolate bars.
Oh.
So last night, right, I took two, one for me and one for Mike, the O. Henry's. This morning, it's fucking already switched over and it's already Christmas there. I'm like, oh, we're not messing around. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. We are in it to win it.
Well, you have a more friendly building. This building did nothing for Halloween, and I doubt they do anything for Christmas. I have not seen a wreath on a door anywhere, so I'm not even sure if you're allowed to do that here.
Oh, makes me think you're not quite as senior. You're not quite as advanced in your seniorhood as me.
I don't think so. I think you're further.
I feel I've crossed over.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a wreath.
Now there's more responsibility being a senior. Like, come on.
Well, you know, next spring I got to plant a plant.
No, you're not planting a plant.
Well, I can't just have an empty patio.
You can buy a potted plant and pray that it lives.
I'm going to have something that hangs. And I'm going to have something that sits.
And you're going to have to make sure you water it.
Oh, that's Mike's issue, right? Mike's like, this is the issue. I don't want to deal with that. He goes like, I don't want to care about watering it. But we're going to have to. We're going to have to, right?
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Love it. Love it.
That's what the seniors do.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now we care about shit.
Now we care about shit, right?
I don't know. I still feel like our Gen X tendencies will keep us not fully ensconced in that.
Right. Exactly, right? Like, I probably will not do the bake exchange with them if they do one. I probably won't meet for Christmas tea. Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right.
If you meet for Christmas tea.
I'm not.
Oh my God. I will watch that.
I'm not doing any of those things, right? I'm not here for that. I'm just here to live and sleep.
All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. I have, and I shake my head, but it's about a phrase.
Okay.
The phrase is happy as a pig in shit.
Oh.
How happy are those pigs, Lisa?
Well, why is anything happy in shit except for a mushroom?
Well, a pig is actually quite happy in shit.
But why? Do we know that? Did the pig tell you that?
Well, no, I don't know that. I don't think it's shit. I think it's mud. I think the pig is happy in mud.
But why is that not the phrase then?
I don't know, because it doesn't go well.
Maybe it is shit. We don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, horses stand in their poop all the time. Cows lie and poop. Animals lie and poop. They don't know any different.
No, they don't.
So maybe it is pigs. Maybe happy as a pig in shit. Maybe we're missing out on something.
Well, okay. And then let's think about it. Who figured out that pigs were happy in shit?
Did they tell a farmer? Did the farmer know that seems like a happier pig than that pig?
Was the pig smile? Do pigs smile? Were they smiling?
Are they rolling around and you can like just see like, woohoo, look at how much fun I have. Kicking up their little feet. Like there has to be a telltale sign.
I think rolling around in it might be a telltale sign.
Like if there was something that made me that happy to roll in, I would roll in it too. Right? You know, I would roll.
What would you roll in then?
I don't know. I can't imagine what would make me that happy. But this phrase has been around for a long time, Samantha. Oh,
it has been around for an ancient long
pigs
time.
Pigs have been rolling in shit, hypothetically, for a long time.
Uh-huh. Happier than a pig in shit.
Maybe we're missing. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe we don't know.
I don't.
I would hate to think that they're not happy.
Well, I think when they're getting slaughtered, they're probably not happy.
Okay, well, we're not going there, right? We're not going there. We're talking about their happiness.
The free-range pigs that are allowed to, like...
roll in shit.
Get piggy with it.
Yeah, right? Get piggy with it. Rolling in shit, right?
Rolling in their shit.
Rolling in
their shit. And they're just running around, snorting.
Maybe they're singing. Maybe they're singing Adele's song, right? The rolling in the deep, but they change the words. Maybe it's like, rolling in the shit. Right, you're gonna wish you could have had this too.
Oh, right?
Pigs are loving poo. Rolling in the shit. I don't know.
Rolling in the shit.
That's the phrase, right? Happier than a pig in shit.
I know. I know.
I would. Know. I'd like to find something that made me that happy.
But just, okay, what could that be, though?
I don't know. I'd be happy, like, if I could figure out my pillows. I could just have a good pillow again. That's why you asked me why I look tired, but I'm testing pillows again. Right?
Pillows should not cause this much problem in your life.
They cause me so much problem.
Do you think it's like something that you've exaggerated in your life?
Well,
and
now,
that because
yeah,
now,
for
that
sure.
you know, you've gone this long exaggerating your
I'm sorry. Is this the first time you've met me? Do you know me? Hi, my name's Lisa. Do you know who I am?
Yes.
Right? Of course I've exasperated this.
And exaggerated.
And no, I don't know if I've exaggerated.
No, that's what I meant. Exaggerated.
Oh, I feel I've exasperated.
Lisa, take the wax out of your ears. Honey, you need to go to the doctor.
Gotta get that wax out with the doctor. I'm never doing that either.
Or you need to go into a warm space and let the wax drop out of your ear.
Remember that? Remember? It just dropped out of my ear. That was so disgusting.
Which, by the way, guys, she still has the pictures because she showed them to me, I think, a week ago.
Right? Because you said it wasn't the size of a toonie. I'm like, it certainly was.
It wasn't.
Well, it was a loonie.
No.
Well, bigger than a quarter.
It maybe.
Mm.
Maybe a quarter.
No.
At
like
the very
size, most, like the size of a water bottle lid.
No, it wasn't.
Just like that.
No, it
didn't. Sun beating in my ear, melting. My wax that I couldn't get at for a long time.
Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden it's like, God, what is that?
Like
weird trickling. And then, oh, that's yucky.
So weird.
But it helped.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Made a difference. Same.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. So we're getting into winter weather, right? It's getting colder. Our boots are going on. All that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
As a Gen Xer, I have fond memories of wearing plastic bread bags inside my boots to keep my feet dry.
The Wonder Bread. The Wonder Bread bags. You had socks, Wonder Bread bags.
Yes.
Winter boots.
Winter boots.
Winter boots. Who decided, like that's our parents living in the war era. Making us wear plastic bags in our winter boots when we didn't need to.
Yes, it was so ridiculous.
Weird. It was weird.
And then as things progressed, you put plastic bags.
Yes.
Into your boots.
Into your boot.
As you grew up, as you became a teenager, the Wonder Bread bags didn't work anymore.
That's right.
You had to go up one.
You had to use an actual grocery bag, right? You had to, yes, because right, you're older.
Yes.
Okay, what type of winter boots did you have, though?
Oh, God.
I remember my sister and I, we got those fuzzy ones. Remember those fuzzy ones? They looked like animal feet, kind of.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
We were young. We had those. But do you remember the cougar boots with the red tongue?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, we had those. Those were cool, hey?
Yes, those were cool.
Yeah. My friend Myrna Lowe, she had a pair of like winter work boots, and they were like so cool. Hey, she was so cool with the winter boots, with her winter work boots, and none of us other kids could get those. Our parents were like, nope. But you can get the cougar boot. So we would wear the cougar boot and you'd tie it, but you'd always want that red, that part of the tongue hanging out, right?
Oh, okay.
Because that was cool.
I don't think I had cool boots. I don't think I was that lucky in my early
snowmobile
years.
Boots?
Maybe. I think I just had normal boots. Like,
I think maybe that's why you don't care if you have cool boots now.
No.
Because you didn't have cool boots then.
I don't want winter boots. I like the boots that I wear now.
No, I thought last week you wanted winter croc boots.
No, I don't want those.
I just
saw them and I thought they, if you had to have something, they wouldn't be the worst.
Even but
they
the ones still you look, have.
They still look horrible.
No, okay. Now, when you talk about the boots that you like now, are you? That's not your winter boot, though. That's just your boot.
No, my combat boot.
But that's not a winter boot. That's just you have a winter boot. That's bad.
Yeah.
All right, and it was bad
because that was for like deep snow removal.
Right. That was the year that you, after you broke your ankle and you thought, I'm going to have winter boots and I'm going to be safe.
Yeah. And now I don't care.
Right. And thank God.
I do care because I care where I walk.
That was a bad boot.
Yeah, it was a bad boot. But now I like my combat boots. And you know what? Speaking of boots, like I get that we're women of a certain age, but you know what? I don't see me transitioning
into a dress boot.
Into like a weird winter dress boot.
Like a zip up, side zip up dress boot. No. I was thinking about that the other day and I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to think of like us at 70. I can't see us dressing much differently. Us at 70. I can't see, like, we didn't look much different us at 30. And that's 25 years ago, right? And you and I in 25 years, really, like our hair, maybe a little bit.
Probably.
But that's probably about it.
I think I'm always going to dress contemporary.
I think I will always wear a cardigan.
I will never go to Aaliyah. I will never go to stretchy polyester pants.
I will never wear a jewel tone. Ever.
Ever. I will never wear a shirt that is two pieces, but yet tied together. That is fooler.
Has a fooler. I saw a fooler in Walmart and I said to Mike, I said, your mom would love this. Right? I'm totally never going to. No, you're right. I'm never going to wear that shirt.
I'm never going to do that. I still want to wear jeans and jean jackets and rocker t-shirts and
I don't cool ever,
sweaters.
You know,
and
I don't ever want to wear a slack.
No, I don't ever.
I'm not ever wearing slacks.
And if I'm wearing a slack, it better be cool. Like it has to be. Like
No. There's a difference. I'm not saying we're not wearing pants. We're wearing pants, but we're not wearing slacks.
I'm not wearing a polyester pull-on slack.
Sounds like a slack, right? A jewel tune. My grandmother had every color that matched her lovely, billowy shirt in jewel tone. And matched her and whatever jewel tone was predominant didn't matter if that pant was purple or teal or emerald green.
Yep.
If it was in that sweater, she was wearing it.
I just, every time I think of a senior, I think of my grandma and I'm like, sharp dresser though, right?
Definitely sharp dressers, but not our style.
Matchy, matchy.
Yes.
Bag, shoe. Grandma, she had it going on. But I give her that. Yes. But I'm like, even when I'm 80, I'm probably not doing that.
No, right?
Just not.
I still want to hope that if I'm 80 and we're going for lunch, we're in jeans. Right? Oh, dear God, let us be in jeans still. Right?
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay. Yeah. No, I agree with that totally.
Yes. Okay. But we do need to maybe talk about something that I think affected a lot of people around the world. Mm-hmm. Matthew Perry passed away over the weekend on the 28th. Sad. Only 54 years old.
Yeah, right. Sad.
Very, very sad. And I think it rocked the generations because he had been with us for so long. And really, when you watch 10 years of Friends,
that's what you see, right?
Yeah. It makes an impact on you.
Totally. Totally.
I think
we were surprised.
Yeah. Very surprised. For me, the best memory of Matthew Perry is when he is part of the scene with Ross and Rachel, where they're trying to move the couch.
Yeah. That was funny.
Pivot!
Yeah.
Pivot!
Actually, I watched a whole lot of Friends episodes over the weekend and really appreciated all of his could you be any more funnier? Right? Like I think he was really, really, really unique. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, and he was applauded for his comedic timing, mm-hmm. and you know that he was so funny, and he was just really good at what he did. And it's sad that he's gone so soon.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, but here's a question that I've been wondering about. Uh huh. Do we feel that the Friends group should be a little more present?
Well, you know what? This might have hit them really hard, right?
It might have, but okay. It's like when Princess Diana died or the Queen died, right? Yeah. Members of the family knew that it was important to the public to be present.
Yeah.
Right? So I have no doubt it hit them hard. But you almost would think maybe, and maybe that's just my thinking. There's a part of me that thinks that like we're kind of looking for them to be like, okay, come on, guys, where are you? I get they did a joint statement, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Like, or their publicist did, or somebody did, right?
Somebody did, yeah.
But like, it's like as though you want to see them gather together and do something or say something or, right? It's like, I feel like we're hanging on waiting for that.
I think we are waiting for it, actually.
Right? I think that's part of our closure, right?
For them to each speak on it, I think.
And to know that they're okay.
Probably.
Right?
I think so.
That's what I think.
And I thought it was odd that they issued a joint statement. And I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. Yeah. And
right.
PR driven.
And I get it. It would be like, it must be incredibly hard for them. But yeah. I think that people want to know that they're okay. People want to see that, right? Uh-huh. I think so. I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see.
I guess so.
We'll wait and see. Okay. So I was thinking about this, Samantha. If I could have one extra wish from the wish genie, do you know what it would be?
No.
I've decided it would be for fingernails and toenails to be self-maintaining. It's a lot, right? Clip, clip here. File, file there. Paint here. Repeat. Right?
You're not painting your nails.
My toenails, I do.
Even still?
Yeah, I like the nail polish on my toes all the time.
Really?
I do. I'm kind of classy that way. Right? Yeah.
Okay, all right, all right.
For some reason, ugly feet look better with polish.
With polish.
Yeah, right? And even though now the only person seeing my ugly feet is me or my husband. I don't mind the polish.
Okay.
But you know, that would be if I had one dream, like if I've saved the world, I've cured cancer and I got one left to do. I want fingernails and toenails to be self-maintaining.
All right. Okay.
I want my body just to know that it's time to tidy them up and poof, they're tidy.
That would be odd.
Why?
That all of a sudden your nails are gone.
I don't know. They're just shorter or something, right?
Like, wouldn't you just maybe want something invented, Lisa? Maybe that's what you're going for.
No, I want to never have to worry about them. That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
Right? This is my perfect length. I want them to always just stay like that.
So you want to pre-decide what your perfect length is and then they never grow again?
Right. They just stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's odd, but it's never going to happen. So
why is it odd?
Around it.
Why? Odd. What would be your one genie wish?
Not that.
What would it be?
Remember,
you've already cured cancer. You've already done all those things, right?
I would want my genie wish to
automatically wash themselves.
What?
You'd want your dishes to, you'd want to never
no,
have
I
to
No, I already have that. I have a dishwasher.
But you still have to put them away if you put them away.
Then I want a housekeeper.
For your one bedroom apartment? You don't get that. You think my wish is odd?
Yep.
You think your wish is odder? Seems like it's a little more weird.
Whatever. So how is the fall diet going, Lisa?
Samantha, the fall diet, I'm changing it up.
What are you doing?
I don't want to talk a whole lot about my fall diet, actually, because you're just going to laugh at it. It's really good. It checks off all the boxes. I'm going on the cucumber diet. Yeah. Yeah. Because you feel full after you eat cucumbers.
Yes.
You can have cucumbers in vinegar.
Yes.
No calories. Uh-huh. Cucumbers have no calories.
You could eat pickles too, because those are just dead cucumbers.
Yeah, but is there calories in pickles? I feel there are.
Not a lot.
But there's some. Cucumber?
Very minor.
None. That's so what I want to do.
You're going to eat cucumbers.
And drink V8 juice.
And drink V8 juice.
Yeah. And a coffee in the morning.
Okay. So just so everybody knows, don't follow Lisa. This is an unsupervised,
just want to
bad
try.
Idea.
I just want to give it a try. That's all I want to do is I just want to try.
So basically you're going vegetarian, right?
I think I'm going to be a vegetarian for a while, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Take one day off. Like the Lord, I'm going to take one day off. Like the Lord, take one off.
Yeah, like the Lord.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, 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 that's what I'm going to do. Okay, but here's something even more interesting. Qantas Airlines, I guess it's an Australian airline.
Uh-huh.
They're offering neighbor-free sitting for a price between $30 and $60.
What's neighbor-free?
Nobody sits beside you. You pay $30 to $60 more, and nobody sits beside you.
Really?
Yeah. I'd do it.
They would have a half-filled plane.
But they're making the money.
$30 to $60?
That's what somebody's it said.
Flight is probably more than that.
Or is it? Or is there such a big markup?
Huh.
Right?
But we don't get Qantas here, do we?
No, we're not having it. I'm just saying these people, I would pay that. Wouldn't you pay that?
I potentially, if I didn't want to be bothered, for sure.
Right? I would pay an extra $60 so nobody sits beside me.
Hey, I lucked out flying from Calgary to Saskatoon in my business class seat. I flew very comfortable.
But it's only 1 hour.
And I only paid $28.
But you paid $28 for an hour. That's a bad investment.
Nope. It was totally worth
it. No, I wouldn't do it for an hour.
Nope. Totally worth it.
Not for an hour.
I was done sitting beside people and touching them. I just hate that.
You can tough anything up for 1 hour.
Nope. I really can't. Okay. I really can't.
Okay. Listen, I got a text message this afternoon from the HHG.
Uh-oh.
She was a little distraught.
Why?
Because she said she was out doing her rounds, you know, Michael's, Costco.
Yes.
Whatever, all her little places she goes to on her day. She was doing her rounds and all she kept seeing was old ladies in plaid.
Yes.
Plaid shackets.
It's everywhere.
So she has said, no more plaid.
She has plaid.
She's not wearing it anymore because she's not an old lady. All she saw were old people in plaid today. Messaged me. She said, do not let me wear plaid ever again.
Okay.
Ever again, she said, because I'm not an old lady.
All right.
I'm like, all right, no plaid.
Good thing. I have tried on plaid, and all I keep thinking is, why do I look like an outdoorsman? Why do I look like I should have a toque and an axe. And an axe.
I look the exact same in plaid. I look like I should be out cutting trees.
I just never look good at it. It's just not a me thing.
It's not either. But we have to help her with this.
Yeah.
Because she was flying off the rails saying, I want nothing to do with plaid. Plaid's everywhere and they're on old people.
Okay. All right.
We got you.
We got her. We can do this for her.
We will remind her. No plaid.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Facebook Tuesday, the carb edition.
This was your pick.
Yes. Thank you. We had some people saying, no way. I'm not giving up anything. How dare you? And then others picked pizza, rice, popcorn, donuts, and potatoes. I took a little bit of offense to potato and just casually reminded those who picked potato, you know, potatoes are French fries, right?
Right. I took a little offense to rice because I love rice.
Yes, you do.
Right? Love rice.
It was a good one though. A good carb addition. But again, guys, if you want to spice things up for One Has to Go, get a hold of us. Give us suggestions of what you would like to kick to the curb, like topics, you know, stuff like that. Also, just a reminder, guys, we do have all the socials. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We have a YouTube channel. Yes, we have a YouTube channel where you can come and watch us. You can watch the recording. So that's exciting.
Point out to our face that used to be our face.
Yes. We do all the things. And guys, we also have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you can get the episode early and an extra episode every month.
Stay tuned next week, Patreon people.
Yes. And just remember, all you have to do is type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam on any of the socials and you're going to find us.
There we are. Okay. So Samantha, I know sometimes I feel like as though you think that my love of ABBA is bizarre.
No. Why?
Sometimes I get that feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I get that feeling. And I wanted to let you know that I saw a clip and it was Dave Grohl. What band's he in again?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
And he was in Nirvana.
Right. He was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
And Jimmy Kimmel asked him if he liked ABBA. And he replied, "Who doesn't like ABBA?" And then he did a little skit of like Dancing Queen. And he was just giving her. I'm like, everybody just gives her when the Dancing Queen comes on. You are the Dancing Queen. Right? And it reminded me of you. Because I'm like, does Samantha love ABBA?
I grew up with ABBA.
You can grow up with it. Doesn't mean you love it.
I grew up with ABBA. I've watched the Mamma Mia movies. Both of them.
But I'm just saying, I don't know if I feel you loving ABBA like I love ABBA.
Well, you get a little carried away with ABBA. I don't. There must be some weird memory attached to that.
I don't know. Well, you know what? I remember being 7 years old, Marnie Petters on the fireplace ledge with our hairbrushes singing. And her brother, the one time, you know how they had those pot lights in the ceiling? Her brother would like turn the little knob when we were singing, like we were like in concert.
Oh my God.
So I do have that memory for sure.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, for sure. So that might have been part of it.
I love Dave Grohl. He's pretty cool. He's a cool cat. He is.
And to his point, who doesn't love ABBA? Friends of the podcast, is there any of you out there that don't like ABBA? Like, I want to know, but I don't, Tay.
I don't. Like, do you want to know? Because are you going to? No.
No.
They might say something mean that may break your heart.
I know, right? My achy, breaky heart. Yeah. I'm just saying. I love ABBA.
Yes, we do. Okay, I have something funny to share because I heard it on Kelly and Mark, and then I saw it on Instagram. The People magazine people were talking about it. Everyone is talking about this 75-year-old Italian mom who went to court to evict her two 40-year-old sons out of her house.
Really?
She called them parasites. They do not at any time contribute to the household, do anything around the house. She does everything for them. They don't pay for anything. And she's like, I want them out of my house. Good news. The judge sided with her.
Good.
And they have to be out by, I think, early December.
This isn't Judge Mathis, is it?
No.
Okay. Because he doesn't mess around.
This is in Italy. This happened in Italy.
Good. So it was like a real, real judge.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you imagine that a 75-year-old woman has to kick out her own children?
No.
That they haven't caught on?
No.
That they are not wanted?
No. That's crazy. Right? Like, come on, kids. Like, help your mom out, hey?
What the?
She old. She old lady. She old Italian lady.
Could you imagine living with your mother till you were 40?
No.
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 But today's generation, they're okay with that.
Yes, they're going to live with their parents for a very long time.
Right. We wanted the minute we could get out, we were gone. And bye. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I could not imagine that, actually.
I'm just like, I was like, oh my God, she had to go to court to get them evicted.
Wow, hey.
And they still have a month and a half, I think, to get out of the house. And I'm like, that's being generous.
That's super generous, right? Bunch of deadbeat kids.
Oh my God.
That's insane. That's insane.
That's like, is that what people call helicopter parenting?
I think that's helicopter parenting.
Where you do everything for your kids and all of a sudden it comes back to you. Oh my God, we're never going to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's definitely a helicopter parent.
Okay. Totally. That's bad.
Okay. Well, here's something else that's kind of bad though. And I feel kind of bad for them, right? Can we just talk about Smarties for a few minutes?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel that Smarties have become the last picked mini chocolate bar.
I like Smarties.
I've never seen you eat a Smartie.
I love Smarties.
How often do you eat them?
I mean, if it was a toss up between Twix and Smarties, I would go Twix.
Right. So you're picking Smarties if they're the last chocolate bar left.
No.
You're picking Smarties before O. Henry?
I don't like O. Henry's.
Oh, you're just being difficult.
No, I'm not. I don't like O. Henry.
You're picking Smarties before Eat More?
No, I love Eat More's.
Oh, Smarties before Arrow Mint?
No, I'd probably do Arrow Mint. Right, oh my God, you're right. Smarties are the last.
Smarties are the last picked chocolate bar. And why is that? Why? It's the number one chocolate we start off eating as little ones, right? Have a couple Smarties.
Yep.
And it's the first one that we abandon.
Because we're no longer little and we've grown up and we would rather have a big mini thing.
I don't know. Quick. I had a box of Smarties because they were the last ones in our bowl. And I actually quite enjoyed them.
You know what? They say the Smarties taste weird now.
I didn't find that. I remember that, but I didn't find that this time.
Oh, okay.
I think that maybe somebody was just out to sabotage Smarties. I think there's a Smarties conspiracy.
I think Smarties do not live in America.
They don't. They live as something weird.
Yes.
Smarties, they just, only M&Ms are in America.
Yes.
Americans, you don't even know what you're missing, I tell you. Right? Oh, when you eat your Smarties, do you eat the red one last?
The red one's last.
You crush them very slowly. Or suck them very fast. Candy and milk chocolate. So tell me why I ask. When you eat your Smarties, do you eat the red one
last? The red one's last. Right? How do you know this stuff?
Put me on a pop culture talk, like game show, and I will win us a bajillion dollars. I feel there's nobody that could beat me.
Oh my God. I have to find you a quiz show.
Right? There's nobody that can beat me, Samantha.
Make some cash.
Right? That's what I'm saying, right? Pimp me out. I'm yours to pimp.
Okay. I have an eye shake in my head. And you know what? It may cause some kerfuffles.
It's going to.
I kind of just need to, when I saw it, I was just like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, oh my God. So I just heard that Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, the two GMA anchors, the TV personalities who got kicked off the show, let go, because they were having an illicit affair.
Dirty bird alert. Allegedly.
Are now hosting a podcast. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Is it every person who can't get a normal job
or TV personalities
who can't get a job right away go to a podcast because they think, oh, how hard could it be?
Because they already have a million downloads.
They have a baked in audience, and that seems very unfair.
Right? I think people don't realize how hard it is for an indie podcast to bake in that audience, right? So when we beg people, please tell a friend, it's because we don't have a million downloads.
No!
And we just started
with nothing.
Right.
And have been doing this for a really long time. And are so thrilled for every person
that joins.
Yes. And when famous people start a podcast, you're doing it because you're getting paid to do it. Someone's paying you to do this. You already have sponsors, which, by the way, as an indie podcast, hard to find because you have to have a certain amount of people, listeners, downloads, blah, 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 whatever. But I just get a little bit choked and I'm like, God damn it. Go find a normal job that you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Stop podcasting.
Right. Just leave the podcasts to the indies.
What are they going to talk about? What are you two going to talk about? Like stuff that's happening in the day to day because no one will allow you to do it on a TV because no one will touch you with a 10-foot pole?
I don't know. But it's like Smartless. Like, of course, you get those three guys together and it's an instant hit.
Of course.
Kelly Ripa does a podcast, instant hit.
Everybody knows her.
Lisa and Sam do a podcast. We're working really hard to become a hit.
Sorry, I'm sounding very...
But you have this, you know, you're allowed to have this issue because it's hard when people come with a baked in audience.
And they make it look easy and it's not. It's not easy.
It's not, friends. That's why we appreciate you all so much.
Because again, who's doing all of their work for them?
Yeah,
not them. Other people.
Other people.
other people.
But you know what, Samantha? We wouldn't have it any other way.
No, because we love our listeners. Yes. And we appreciate you to the ends of the earth. You're and very one interactive.
One day we will be like them, but we will have done it our way.
Exactly. We will do it our way.
Right? Yes, the time will come. We'll get there. We'll get there.
We will get there. We will okay. get there.
Right?
All right.
We'll get there.
But I want to talk about why we lie instead of telling the truth.
Why are you doing this to me? Why? Why?
No.
Why?
But really, it kind of comes from the Amy Robach and TJ Hunt because they lied. They lied instead of telling the truth. But why do we lie instead of telling the truth?
Okay. Well, okay. I will just say my thoughts on this. I don't know. I don't know. I just think maybe it's because people lie because they think they're going to get in trouble.
Why? Because telling a lie and then people finding out afterwards.
Then you're still in trouble. You're still in trouble.
And then you try to tell the truth and then you still get in trouble.
You still get in trouble, but you didn't get in trouble right away.
No, but now it's like double the trouble.
Well, it is double the trouble, but I think that they know that, right?
Really?
Said fibbers. Let's not call them liars. Sounds a little harsh. Let's just say maybe they're truth benders. Truth benders. I think they're truth benders.
Create a phrase to make yourself feel better.
I think they're truth benders, right? And then there's the difference. Is it a hurtful lie? Is it like their situation? They shouldn't have lied.
It was potentially hurtful.
Some things, if it's going to be hurtful, you should own up.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, truth has consequences. And yeah. Lying does only if you get caught. So right. is that why people do it?
Yeah, because it's a 50-50.
So you're gambling. It's like,
you may pull it off.
Gonna tell a lie.
Right? Everybody can look back through their life and go, remember that one? That was a good one.
It's a good one.
Remember we had a girl who worked for us and claimed that she had fallen down the stairs and we knew she hadn't. Remember? And she said she broke her wrist or she sprained her arm. And that girl, just to get out of like a weekend of work.
Yeah.
And I remember her coming in with this and I said to her, how long, because we saw right through it. I'm like, how long do you have to wear this for? And she said, oh, they didn't say. I said, well, usually with a sprain, you probably have to wear it for about 4 to 6 weeks, I bet, hey? And she was kind of like, remember? And she wore it for 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm like, we're going to make you live this lie, little one. You're going to live this lie, right? So I can appreciate the lie to get out of work, but I'm going to make you live it now. Right? Yeah.
Now you're stuck.
Now you're stuck because I know that it's not true. Don't forget your tensor.
Don't kid a kidder. Don't lie to a liar. Like,
right. What do I always say? Don't trick the trickster. Don't trick the trickster.
Right? Oh, God.
Talk about it. Got through it. Right?
I know.
Okay. So here's something interesting about our friend, the grilled cheese.
Oh, we're friends with the grilled cheese, are we?
Grilled cheese, yeah. Because who doesn't love grilled cheese?
All right, yeah.
But here's the new trend. The new trend is not to have it with tomato soup anymore.
What?
The new trend, Samantha, is to serve it with applesauce.
Huh?
Apparently applesauce and different types of cheese are, if I can quote you, thebomb.com. You hear how ridiculous that phrase sounds?
No, I love it. Still bomb.com.
Right?
It's when I say it, it's cool. When you say it, it's awkward.
It seems awkward. And when I hear it from you, awkward too. Or cringeworthy, maybe.
Cringy.
Yeah, but that's what they say.
You know what? I've never, because people eat cheese with apples all the time.
I love applesauce, right?
Uh-huh, you do.
I love applesauce. I would do that.
Okay. I probably wouldn't.
Would you do pork chops and applesauce?
No.
Oh, I do that too.
Nope, I don't.
Yeah.
Nope.
But you don't like applesauce like I do.
No, I don't.
I love applesauce.
I know, Lisa.
Right. I don't know. I would do it, especially if it's on trend. Hi.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference.
All right. Then I expect you to whip up a grilled cheese and grab some applesauce and show the world how much you love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not afraid to.
All right. Then do
it. I'm not afraid to.
All right.
Right. I'll do it. I'll
try not to lie.
I won't lie about it. I'll take a picture when I do it.
It is. Your lying will have consequences.
Stop it. Stop it. Here, how about this? Bye, 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 pumpkin spice. Thank God. And then, ugh, I don't know what I dread more, pumpkin spice or eggnog season.
Oh, I love eggnog season.
I hate both. I hate both so much. I feel I hate eggnog a little bit more than pumpkin spice.
All right.
Right? All right. And why can't we just start a gingerbread revolution?
I don't know why people don't get on the gingerbread kick. I don't know.
Like, it seems to be like kind of like an afterthought gingerbread.
It does. Totally. And
I don't understand that. I saw an ad for eggnog ice cream sandwiches.
Ooh, yum.
Oh. God, here we go.
Well, there's eggnog ice cream.
It's disgusting.
So that's delightful.
Eggnog.
Yes. And I think it's delightful.
It's not delightful. It's disgusting.
It's only in my when I go over to my parents' house at Christmas time, it is only my father and I that drink eggnog.
Mike likes eggnog. I won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. My mom used to every year, same thing, right? Tastes like vanilla shake. Shut up. It does not. Does not.
Shut up.
Shut up. It does not. Right? Eat that green salad. It tastes just like lime jello. Shut up. It does not. Shut up. It does not.
That green salad never tastes good.
Never tasted like lime jello, actually. Right? Shut up. It does not.
Oh, you know what? I think we need to go back to the jello mold days.
Right?
When
just
you
call
went,
it what it was, a nasty jello mold salad. Yeah.
Like, I think we need to go back to the days of jello molds, and that would come to every Christmas function that you went to.
Right? Or like a salmon mousse?
No, we never had that.
You never did the salmon log?
No.
My mom did a mean salmon log surrounded by Triscuits. And my friends, every year my friends, we'd have a Christmas potluck. Guess who's bringing the salmon log, right? And that was the ongoing joke, right? I hope the salmon log shows up. You know it will. She's already got it made. Right? Mom's like, they'll love it. Shut up. They will not. Right? Shut up. They will not. Right? But there I was in my winter white dress pants and my sweater. Right?
Oh my God, I'm picturing it and I can't stop laughing.
With my salmon log, my Yule time salmon log.
It couldn't have been a cheese ball.
It was a log. It was a log.
Oh,
it was a salmon moose log. Yeah, salmon moose log. It was horrible.
And your winter white pants.
And my winter white dress pants, right?
Oh, that's delightful.
Right. It was pretty. It was good. You know, back in the late 80s, hey? Right? Back in the late 80s, we were styling. Accompanied by a pantyhose underneath, for sure.
Oh, God.
Right? What else would you wear with your dress pant?
Oh.
And probably a cute little pump, some sort of a pump.
Yes, a little kitten heel.
Right, little kitten heel pump, right? Because we weren't old enough to have heels.
Nope. That was all the rage back in the 80s. Right?
And then you probably wore your mom's dress coat because you were going to a fancy party with your friends. Put on mom's coat, right?
And that hair just full of hairspray.
Ready to go, right? With my salmon Yule time log.
Right? Off you go to your pate.
going to my potluck. Right? Right? And some people would bring Moody Blue and Baby Duck. Woohoo.
Oh, yay.
Nothing said party like that. Yeah.
Oh, those were the days. Those were the days.
Go figure, hey?
Yes. Oh, my nephew. You know what I have to talk about is my nephew turned 19 the other day.
Yes, he did.
And he had a drink of beer, which he did not enjoy.
Oh, okay.
And he, I don't know if he'll be a drinker.
That's the problem with boys nowadays. My nephew doesn't like beer, likes coolers. It's like, no, that's every dad's worst nightmare. No, not a cooler.
Yeah. Right? I don't know if he will or not. I mean, he's still very, I mean, he just turned 19. Right. And, you know, I just told him, he goes, Auntie, do beers all taste like the same? And I'm like, nope, they don't.
Nope.
And you may or may not like them. You might want to try a couple more before you say no to the beverage.
Yeah.
But you don't even have to try a beverage if you don't want to try a beverage.
No,
that is entirely up to you.
That's right.
I said, but you are 19 now, so you do have the opportunity to do that. He's like 16.
I know, right?
So he'll get carded wherever he goes.
Yeah, he will. He looks young. He looks young.
But yeah, so that was kind of fun. He turned 19 this weekend.
So. Getting older.
He's getting older. I'm getting older. It's all very exciting.
It's what happens in life, Samantha.
Okay, but I have a question.
Okay.
Is there anything you would wait in line for a week to do, see, or get?
I'm waiting someplace for a week.
For a week to do it, to see it, or to get it. Because you know how we feel about waiting in a line. We won't even wait in a line at a restaurant. So.
No, I would wait a week in line to have an afternoon with Anne Marie.
Oh my God, we did that already.
It wasn't a week though.
No, but it was hours. That was worse.
And we got to her book. We got our book, our signed book.
You got your signed book.
I got my signed book. I would wait in line for her. Anybody royal, probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about you?
A week. A week. You would wait a week.
If I had to, if it was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I wouldn't be excited that I have to wait that long.
No.
Right? Like, would you wait a week? Would you wait a week? Remember back in Gen X days when we would wait, like we'd spend like 4 days outside waiting to get tickets to a concert?
Yes, because we had no other choice because that's what you did.
Right? And you just like slept on the sidewalk outside of the building?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
What would you wait for? Or would you? I don't think you would.
I don't think I would either because I don't think anything's worth a week.
Anne Murray's worth a week.
I know for you, Anne Murray would be worth a week.
I don't think for you, I don't think anybody would be worth a week.
No,
I don't think so. I could probably find a few things like Adele tickets. Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
If somebody would guarantee me front row seats to Adele to stand outside for a week, I would do that.
I would get a tent, a sleep bag.
Totally.
And some snacks.
Totally. And some snacks. And here we are. Live on location. I shake my head at Lisa and Sam in the HHG.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Right, in Vegas. Going to see Adele in 1 week.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely. What would I wait for? Oh my God, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything. Nothing pops to mind.
Yeah, I would do that for Adele.
There's nobody that I would want to wait for or anything that I'd want to wait for
no.
that long.
Well, the beauty is that you'd be dragged along.
Yes, like I'm always dragged along.
Right. So you'd be doing it too.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. Right.
Unfortunate for me.
Good question, Samantha. Good. Only unfortunate for you.
As always.
As always. And the loser
is me. Okay, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned during an episode. If you would like to partake in either One Has to Go or Would You Rather, let us know. Topic ideas are, we want them. Give it to us. Come on. You
let
can do
us
it.
Know. How let about us let's know. Leave, how about let's leave some reviews?
Oh, reviews would be great. You know what? And now is the time to download and subscribe. So wherever you're listening to your podcast, just make sure that it's being dropped into your phone or tablet or whatever you're listening to us on every week. So that would be helpful.
You don't have to keep it there forever.
Nope.
You can get a new one the next week.
Yeah.
It's like, and just a reminder. Keeps on giving.
Yes. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we want to thank John Jamingo for putting us all together. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thanks, John. Samantha.
Lisa.
November 1st, I got some Christmas carols to go write up. I'm going to make up my own. I'm going to make my own album.
Mala Kalikiaka.
Mala Kaliki. Not Mala as in mellow. Mala. Kaliki. What about
Maka?
We three kings of Orient are. Those are the classics. You listen to your baby Santa. You whatever.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Or chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Right? Those are just warm and comforting.
Yes, Lisa.
All right. Anyway, Samantha. I had just about enough of you.
Yep. Done. Over Done. It.
Over it. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.